Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, winemakers, grape growers, they do a lot of things to get extra flavor into their wines. Now, short of irrigating your vineyard with bourbon, I suppose you could.
I bet it would kill a lot of grapes.
It might. You can actually use old bourbon barrels in your fermentation. You've looked into this.
Yeah. I have to admit that I approached this subject with great trepidation. Bourbon barrel-aged beers have been in the market for over 30 years, and they've definitely carved out a strong niche. And in that particular process, you really want to notice that the bourbon barrel was part of it.
Right.
It kind of makes sense. The bourbon and the wood flavors from the barrel can be a nice extra layer of complexity added to a rich, dark, malty base of some beers. But I was really skeptical that this could work well with wine, although there is a small but, growing number of wines that do just this.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, it appears that subtle can make a very interesting nuance, but you don't want to go too much because the wine will then lack all charm. Anyway, here are three that I tried that I thought were interesting and definitely not over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, from Sebastiani, a very well-known producer in California, they have a 2019 offering called Bourbon Barrel Aged Red Wine. There's creativity for you. And it's a blend of Malbec, Merlot, Zinfandel, Cabernet, and four or five other red grapes you can find. And then aged for 7 months in a mix of used bourbon barrels and neutral oak barrels. This was the most obvious of the three that I tried in terms of having a bourbon barrel sort of character. And yet it was still subtle. The classic dark fruit aromas that you would expect with that big blend and flavors pick up an additional attractive nuance of sort of caramel, roasted candied nuts, and cocoa. And this sells for $26.99. And if you want to do an experiment, that's not a bad price because the bourbon barrels are expensive to pick up used ones. Now, from a company, it's a big wine company called The Wine Group. They have a product called Stave and Steel. And this is a 2020 vintage. And this features what I believe is a pretty good Paso Robles Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
That is aged for 4 months in bourbon barrels. And again, the approach was understated. Classic Cabernet flavors of cherry, blackberry, and plum with vanilla, caramel, and spice notes. Pretty well balanced. Again, not over the top at all. This one sells for $27.99. And finally, from a producer called The Grateful Palate, they've known for a lot of very good wines, is a wine called Southern Belle. There is no mention on the label that the wine is aged in bourbon barrels, but when you do the research, they've actually been making it for about 15 years. I don't necessarily know if you tasted this without knowing that you would get the fact that it has a bourbon barrel used in it. It uses Pappy Van Winkle bourbon barrels, which
are... Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the wine is actually a 2020 vintage of Spanish Jumilla, which is a blend of Syrah and Mourvèdre. The wine was a fabulous showcase of blackberry and blueberry fruits, big yet elegantly soft and rounded mouthful, finished with the flavors of a little vanilla and toffee. A big surprise at $19.99. I'm still not convinced that this is a good thing to do to a lot of good wine, but these guys are making a case for it. And at $19.99, the Southern Belle was my wine of the week.
Well, I'm glad none of these taste like a Manhattan or anything like that.
No, they don't. Not at all.
That's very good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.